This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This better-than-expected jobs number, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells us that we still have a very long way to go. There's a great anomaly here. The president says it's stupendous. The president says it's a joyous day when we have almost 20 million people out of work, when the unemployment number it went down, but it's still much higher and higher than any time during the Great Recession after 2008.
People are stunned at the jobs report. It took everything out of the news cycle at the end, and it will be what people talk about this week, despite all the protests happening over the death of George Floyd. Boy, I could talk for hours on the death of George Floyd, not about him, but about Randy Moss's tie. You remember Randy Moss wore that tie August 5th, 2018, when he was being accepted into the NFL Hall of Fame, and it was all the blacks that had been killed by police officers during that, leading up to that time. And it started with Trayvon Martin, who was killed in 2012, not by a police officer, and that's just the beginning of the disingenuous nature of the tie, the dishonesty of the tie. But the 12 others, let me just break it down for you. It was an average of 4 deaths a year from 2014 to 2016. So an average of 4 blacks, unarmed blacks, were killed 2014, 2015, and 2016. 4 per year. That was the tie. We have the dates. I'm going to post this so you guys have all the information. In 2 of the instances, I know the cops were convicted, and rightfully so. In 2 of the instances, they were convicted. In almost every one of the instances, even when the cop was exonerated, like in the case of Michael Brown Jr., the family got a bunch of money, millions of dollars. It's a crazy world out there. So if I break it down for you, I swear there will be no way you will ever settle for going, well, you know what, lefties, I'm afraid, y'all, too many black people are being killed. You will stop in your tracks and go, I'm never going to believe this crap again. But welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Well, we're talking about economic numbers right now. I will cover this other stuff another time for you. Economic numbers. Everybody is shocked. 2.5 million jobs were created, and people are shocked. Are you stunned? I'm not stunned, not one bit. But we're told it's stunning. And here's what's funny. The news media doesn't even realize they're running a commercial for Trump. We're stunned. We can't believe it. This is incredible. Holy cow, what do you say? And they asked Chuckie Schumer, and he goes, well, it doesn't really matter because there's still a lot of people unemployed, and you know, and there's still some bad news out there, because that's what Democrats do. They want to make sure you understand it's doom and gloom. See, we knew this economy would be back. President Trump told you this economy would be back. Now, let me tell you, when you put trillions of dollars into a hyped pandemic, you got to know it's free money circulating out there. Here's what Donald Trump is saying. He says, look, y'all want to play the game, put trillions of dollars into an economy, and I know what I'm doing? I'll take your money, and I'll bring you back an economic powerhouse that you'll never believe. Now, he kicked the can down the road. I ain't going to lie to you. Yeah, somebody in the future is paying for it. All right? It's a Ponzi scheme. But he says, if you want to play this game, I'm going to play it with you. So, yeah, let's get everybody back. You want to play the pandemic game? Give them the money. Give these businesses the money. Most of them don't need it. It's going to help me when I bring this economy back, and it'll roar back. Yep. Not going to happen now. Trump is rocking. Well, you know he's rocking the economy, but they wanted the economy that he built, one that had never been seen in the history of man, to take a hit. They wanted to take him out. But what the Democrats did, folks, was the unthinkable. They financed Trump's economic boom that is about to occur. These knuckle-dragging Neanderthals had no idea they're going to give Trump a slingshot in the re-election. Oh, we're getting what we want because we got our raise and we got a $25 million endowment for some art deal or some museum. But we're going to win. Yeah, you may win a battle, but you ain't going to win the war. And for the naysayers out there going, Kevin, we're spending and spending and spending. You got to spend and spend and spend to play the game for now. Look, I'm not rational. I'm not justifying it. I'm just telling you, if you want to play politics, you got to understand the game. If you don't understand the game, get out. Leave it to the big boys. So, yeah, that's what we got. Trump says, he tweeted this, we live by two rules, buy American and hire American. That's what's going on. So, now, I don't know if you guys saw this. It was late. They hate when the news comes out, and if it's early in the week, because it would have crushed the news cycle. On the weekend, they went, Philadelphia, tens of thousands of people march in solidarity of George Floyd. George Floyd, the rapist. George Floyd, the armed robber who put a gun to a pregnant woman's belly, a black woman. And he's going to get canonized. $13 million in his GoFundMe account. I told you guys, I shut down. Well, I don't know if I told you, but I know I'm going to. I've told many other people. Maybe we did mention it, but we shut down Tea Party Community, the Facebook equivalent page, because we couldn't get you to support it. George Floyd, a gang rapist, a guy who got his buddies to rape a white woman, and a guy who robbed a black chick who was pregnant. I don't know if she was a single mom or what. He wouldn't have cared. This guy's got $13 million, his family, in a GoFundMe account. They're naming scholarships after this dude. Household work. He's the new version of Rosa Parks. Just like Michael Brown was, just like all the other ones were. It's unbelievable. Anyway, this economy is kicking. It kicked that stuff out of the news. Not completely, but I'm saying it lessened it, and it will continue to dampen the fire, right? Thing that the leftists hate, despite all the attempts, folks, that these Democrats have tried to kill President Trump's economy and to kill his presidency, they have failed. I don't need to take you back to the Russia hoax and the impeachment nonsense that didn't happen. The Wu flu pandemic hoax has exploded in their faces. And really, George Floyd's, this man-made crisis around him is what has really made people take pause on that. Democrat-funded rioters burning and looting cities, and the idea of social distancing has evaporated. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. I mean it. This is a packed show. I'm glad you are here, because I'm going to deliver.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's play the full version of Chuck Schumer commenting on Donald Trump's jobs report. Because, man, what bad news for these people. Bad news for the Democrats. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show.com. 844-551-8255. I use the .com because it is the Kevin Jackson Show, and all you got to do is put .com to find the podcast. Anyway, bad news for Pelosi and team, and Chuck Schumer could not hold back his hatred of this unbelievable economy. So let me play this clip, the full clip of Chuck Schumer when he's asked by a reporter these shocking numbers. What say you, Chuck Schumer?
Senator, this better than expected jobs number, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells us that we still have a very long way to go. There's a great anomaly here. The president says it's stupendous. The president says it's a joyous day when we have over 20 million people out of work. When on the unemployment number. It went down, but it's still much higher and higher than any time during the Great Recession after 2008. And here's my great, why did this happen? In large part because of the stimulus, because of the plans that we put together, mainly pushed by Democrats, to pump trillions of dollars into an economy that was just headed in freefall. Here's my worry, Stephanie. My worry is these numbers will make the president, the Republican Senate, are complacent. We have lots of cliffs coming up. July 1st, loads of states have their budgets due. If they don't get state and local aid, there are going to be massive layoffs among state and local workers. We haven't seen that many of those so far. We have a rental crisis. People, after 3 months' moratorium, are going to be thrown out of their homes. The unemployment insurance, which pumped a whole lot of money into the economy, expires July 31st. Our bill moved until December 31st, the one that passed the House. And let's not forget the stimulus checks, $1,200 people got, which got a lot of money quickly into the economy. There's no more of those unless we pass a new bill. And one more point, racial justice. Racial justice, we Democrats intend to put together a plan on racial justice and police enforcement, a strong, bold, comprehensive plan together on Monday, Senate and House Democrats together. But there's an economic component of this. African-American unemployment went up, as you pointed out, or one of the reporters, that a lot of that is in the industries that are hurting the most, you know, the travel and the entertainment and the retail, things like that. And if we don't get massive testing, which is the real answer here, if people had instantaneous tests and knew when they entered a place that everyone was tested and the people who were inside didn't have COVID, we could open up a lot more quickly. That's in our bill, too.
So in case you wonder if the George Floyd stuff is contrived, you just got your answer. Because the Democrats now want to give racial justice. They got to get them Negroes voting for them, boy. Them silly colored folks. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. That was Chuck Schumer. That was the full Chuck Schumer. He says, hey, this thing didn't work. But, oh, you know what? It did work, but it worked because we pushed the stimulus bill. But it really didn't work, and here's why. Because there's more doom and gloom out there. It could be Armageddon. If you leave Donald Trump in office, it could all end tomorrow. What did he say? He said, these numbers might make President Trump get complacent. He may not want to do anymore. I love this dude. Donald Trump is the hardest working president ever. This is the dude who is fighting against every possible area of the Democrats, fighting the media, still purging swamp rats out of his administration, and he's kicking butt with one hand tied behind his back, and Chuck Schumer says, he might get complacent. Yeah. How could he possibly get complacent? Every time he turns around, they want to indict him for something. Let's impeach him. But Chuck Schumer says, hey, we're not out of the woods. There's cliffs coming up. We could go over these cliffs, and here's what he's talking about. States are going to have massive layoffs. Do you know that the mayor of Minneapolis wants some money because he's saying these riots have cost us money? Do you know that the NAACP and Black Lives Matter are suing Donald Trump over the riots? I just want you to understand, folks. The race baiting, the race pimping that is going on with the Democrats has no bounds. George Floyd gets killed. Democrats gin up their silly Negroes to go out and burn stuff down. And oh, by the way, the finance and many of the efforts are done by young white suburban kids. They're the ones doing it. But they're doing it under the guise that it's all these black people that are upset. So they gin this up to the point where the National Guard has to be called, the military has to get involved, and then they go, it's Trump's fault. Trump has already said, DOJ, go take care of it. The Trump administration couldn't do anything more to show that they were in solidarity with George Floyd. Even though he's a scumbag, they were in solidarity with him. And they still rioted and looted and all this other stuff. And it's Trump's fault. And they want us to pay for it. And that's what Chuck Schumer's talking about. We're going to burn down our cities. And in the name of racial injustice, we're going to get some more money out of you so we can buy the black vote. That's essentially it in a nutshell. They think they can buy the black vote. They, and I don't know if they can or they can't. I don't believe they can. I believe that black folks are getting a lot smarter. You guys seen the latest Trump poll with black folks? It's crazy good. Donald Trump, that 40% of black people like what Trump is doing. Have you? I just gave you a number that should have you smile. You should be cheesing like a big dog. Yeah, dogs have that look like they're smiling all the time. You should be cheesing. I'm just saying. Wow. Then he goes on. He says renters are going to lose. They're going to get kicked out. Renters are going to get kicked. Let me tell you something, Chucky. Renters get kicked out every day. And it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has to do with renters not paying their bills, putting priorities in other areas. Don't make it out like it. Oh, renters are going to get kicked out of their homes, and it's Donald Trump's fault. Then he says, oh, and unemployment insurance is going to expire. What else is new? Unemployment insurance expires all the time. And then I love the last one, though, was racial justice. We're going to get us some racial justice. Black people expect to get a check. Yep. Anyway, people are panicking on the left. Panicking. The dire economic numbers that were created by this fake butt lockdown gave Donald Trump a major opportunity, and he took it. That opportunity was to rebuild his economy. See, this time, he's not rebuilding an anemic, quantitatively eased affirmative action economy that he inherited from Barack Baby Black Jesus Obama. See, that one he's already fixed that one. That was the toughest one to fix, and it was easy for him. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are unveiling a new sweeping police reform package seeking to quickly respond to the outrage that swept across the country in response to George Floyd's killing in Minnesota. Democrat from California Karen Bass says the reforms are needed.
I am certain that police officers want to make sure they are trained in the best practices in policing. A profession where you have the power to kill should be a profession that requires highly trained officers who are accountable to the public.
A public viewing for George Floyd is underway in Houston. It comes ahead of a private memorial service that will take place on Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to meet with Floyd's family today, and President Trump participating in a law enforcement roundtable at 3 o'clock in the state dining room at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News. Top Democrats are calling for another coronavirus relief package. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his colleagues to pass a coronavirus stimulus package to help renters and homeowners. The New York Democrat yesterday saying that many families are still unable to make payments because of coronavirus. The bill stalled in the Senate would provide $100 billion in rent relief and $75 billion for homeowners.
Flooding, rain, and possible tornadoes are still a threat as the remains of Tropical Storm Cristobal head north from the Gulf Coast. At least 20,000 customers are without power in Louisiana and Mississippi as of Monday. This Louisiana resident says they're used to it, though.
We're a resilient city. Things happen to us, and we kind of tend to bounce back, maybe better than some other places because we're just kind of used to it.
The gusty winds and weather warnings could extend as far north as Missouri. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The federal government's monthly unemployment report just out this morning is a huge surprise after the damage of the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added 2.5 million jobs in the month of May, and the unemployment rate actually fell to 13.3%. This is a massive turnaround from the historic job losses recorded back in April. And CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us. Jill, what happened?
Well, it is just a stunner, as you said. And what we know is that as parts of the economy opened up, some folks went back to work. Now, what's interesting about this is food and drinking establishments, 1.4 million jobs added, so more than half of this total. There is some worry that the report itself is not capturing the true picture of the labor market. In fact, in the Bureau of Labor Statistics notes at the bottom of the report, it says that part of that unemployment rate being down at 13% or so could be understating the issue. That's because we're relying on people to tell us whether they are out of work for other reasons or temporarily so. So the Labor Department actually says the unemployment rate, it could be as much as 3 percentage points higher.
Or maybe not. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Dire need. So massive turnaround from April. Massive. Food and drinking half the total. And just for the record, these restaurants are not fully reopened. They're trying to figure things out. They're working around all the new stuff that's been put in, all these new regulations. Have you gone to a restaurant lately? They got distancing tables and all that. You can only have a third, maybe a fourth, a quarter of the people you could formerly have. If your previous restaurant could have 200 people, you probably would be lucky if you could get 25 or 30 in there. 50 at the most. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Massive turnaround. And I love how they go on. But this may not be capturing the entire market. There could be people that are not doing this, that, or the other. And we're not sure what could happen. It's understating the issue. It's like Chuck Schumer. There's still cliffs we could approach that could be bad news for Donald Trump. Yeah, they want everybody to believe. It could be ugly out there, man. Especially for black folks.
Another question, which I think is top of people's minds these days, is if there is a rebound, will the benefits of that rebound be shared broadly? I know you just got the report. You're only going through it as we speak. But from what you can tell, are different populations, white, black, old, young, sharing in this turnaround?
This has been a devastating labor market for people of color, black, Hispanic Americans suffering much more broadly. If we look at the overall unemployment rate, again, maybe these numbers are going to be refined, but for black workers, the unemployment rate last month for all workers was 16.8%. For all white workers, that unemployment rate, 12.4%. The gap is stark, Tony.
Always got to deliver that separate news for the colored folks. Blacks and Latinos, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Are different populations sharing in the turnaround? This has been devastating for people of color. Well, let me ask you this. People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, do you think that the people of color are going to blame the Democrats, or are they going to blame President Trump for the shutdown? Do you think they're going to be blaming their governors for holding back? Let's look at the battleground states of Ohio and Michigan, Illinois. Illinois is not a battleground state necessarily, but who do you think they're going to blame? Who do you think they're going to blame? You think they're going to blame Trump? You must be out your mind, as my grandmother would say. You must be out your mind. Out your. Y'all didn't even know that was a word, did you? Out your. Yeah. But now, as I said earlier, Trump has got an easy job. See, he refurbished Barack Obama's economy, which was an economy built on fraud. Economic fraud. They called it quantitative easing. He printed money. So Trump's now going to refurbish his own economy. And you know what he said? He said, I'm going to take your little printed money that we did to fund this whole fiasco. He goes, I'm going to take that and I'm going to backfill it. And here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring a lot of that manufacturing back to America that we talked about that needs to come back from China. You know how many new manufacturing jobs came back? Well, I'll get it out. You know how many new manufacturing jobs came out in the new jobs report? How many people went back to work? 225,000 people went back to work. Retail, 368,000 people. Education and health services, 424,000 people. Construction, 424,000. Construction, 464,000 people went back to work in construction. These are good paying jobs, folks. These are not menial jobs. Leisure and hospitality was 1.2 million of those jobs that came back of the 2.5 million. 1.2 million. Those represent the people that are, going to work in the hotels and things like that. That's where your menial jobs are. But the majority of these jobs were high paying, good jobs. People want the kind of jobs that built America. The country's moving again, folks. Things were so good from Trump that Chuck Schumer celebrated by complaining. That's when you know you got the Democrats. When Chuck Schumer is complaining, he's doing the opposite. He knows he should be celebrating. See, that's how Democrats work. We still have a long way to go. But let me tell you something, Democrats. If you are in the Schumer camp and you're disappointed now, you just wait, baby. Imagine what will happen month after month, leading into the election, as millions more join the ranks of the employed. Millions. The country has not even fully opened yet, folks, and the numbers are staggering. Does Guinness have a record for presidents and how fast they can build and then rebuild an economy? Because if they do, I know who the new record holder will be. It will be Donald J. Trump. Wow, this guy. The Democrats have no clue what they did. They gave this dude a shoo. Because let me tell you something. Because I know you're out there worrying, white people. Yeah, when I say that to you, you get afraid. You're like, oh, here comes Kevin with a lecture. You know what I mean? We got to pay attention because he said white people. It's like when your mama called you by your first name. Dan! Danny! You knew you were in trouble. We're not in trouble, white people. I'm not gonna, I love you. I'm not gonna make you upset. And for you Latinos, you, for my people of color that listen to the program, y'all just sit back and have a chuckle. But here's what I'm gonna tell you. On balance, if you say to me, well, Kevin, how can you be so confident, Mr. Black Man, Mr. Cocky Black Man? I will tell you this. America will opt for safety over chaos every time, because that is human nature. It is particularly the nature of the female to want safety. They will pass over the hunk who has no prospects for the average-looking dude who knows how to hunt and fish and farm. You get what I'm saying? This is as old as caveman and cavewoman. Oh, there were some good-looking, hunky cavemen that would come around the villages from time to time. And he might get them a little taste. But in the end, it was the man who could hunt and fish and farm and do all that other stuff that women went, I'm going to go with him. And so what I'm telling you is this. People are looking at these riots and they're going, you think we want you marching for a thug? Do you think that the secret is going to stay out that George Floyd is not a choir boy? You think that secret is going to last? That he's not a choir boy? That this is a rapist and an armed robber and a counterfeiter? And that people aren't going to go, we shouldn't be out there marching for them. We should not be rewarding bad behavior. It's funny because if I went out and did something crazy and set up a GoFundMe, I could get millions of dollars. But here I work on legitimate projects. And I'm not going to tell you we're great at asking for money because we're not. But you would think that I would mention a project and my audience would go, oh, Kevin, we got to support that project. And that would be at least $1 million in there. I'm not trying to put any blame on you guys. I'm just saying you would think that people would go, shoot, that's a good project. Let's do that. George Floyd, $13 million. And believe me, that's the tip of the iceberg. Black Lives Matter getting millions of dollars. We'll talk more about it. Millions. So Donald Trump's economy. What was I talking about? I was going to give you white people. I already told you. Yeah, I'm glad I told you. So here's the thing. I don't care who you are. I don't care what neighborhood you're in. You want safety and you want a good economy. And what the left did was they had you afraid. Yeah, there were people talking about the biggest Trump vote that's about to happen is that suppressed vote. People that will tell you, oh, ooh, I'm down with the cause, baby. And they'll virtue signal to you in public. But in private, they are pulling the lever for Donald Trump. They will opt for safety. Trust me on this. And this economy is helping Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All right, let's
Let's bring in right now former Treasury official and Morning Joe economic analyst Steve Ratner and senior fellow at the University of Virginia Center, Miller Center, Chris Liu. He served as Deputy Secretary of Labor under the Obama administration. So, Steve Ratner, we have some good news this morning, thank God, on the economy. I'm not exactly sure what it means because we haven't had time to dive into all the numbers. I don't know if job participation has gone way down or whether this is just good news. We were talking about and we were expecting, I say we, the government and others were expecting unemployment to get close to 20%. But this is breaking news. U.S. unemployment rate fell to 13.3% in May, down from 14.7% in April. 2.5 million jobs gained in May, 20.5 million lost in April, 701,000 lost in March. And again, we don't know what the job participation rate is, and don't know if a lot of people just stopped looking for work. But the fact that 2.5 million jobs were added, very good news. The fact that the unemployment rate actually went down instead of going up toward 20%, also very good news. What does it mean?
I wish I knew, Joe. I have to say, in all my years of following economic statistics, and for that matter, all my colleagues who follow economic statistics, this is probably the most surprising statistic any of us have seen relative to expectations. As you said, the wide expectation among private forecasters, top to bottom pretty much, was something around a 20% unemployment rate and a loss of a substantial number of jobs, and probably 7 or 8 million range was what the forecast was. So this is dramatic. It runs contrary to some other data. We saw yesterday the new claims for unemployment insurance is continuing to be high. It's declining, but continuing to be high. We saw yesterday, surprisingly, the number of people on unemployment insurance tick back up again. We had thought that might be starting down as businesses begin to reopen. We did see a number yesterday from ADP, the payroll processing company, that was a bit better than we expected, although it still showed a loss of jobs, a couple million jobs this month. And so this is really a stunning number, and the president has already tweeted about it, as you've seen. So you can imagine what the political implications of this are going to be. They're going to substantially change the argument about whether we need more stimulus. They're going to substantially change the president's argument in the election. But we really do need to dig into these numbers before we can reach any real conclusion about them, because, as I said, I've never seen numbers this far off expectations in, I don't know, 40 years of watching this stuff.
Nothing like this have they ever seen. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Morning Joe giving the economic numbers, expecting unemployment to be nearly 20%. And instead, it drops down from 14.7 to 13.3. 2.5 million jobs added. And he asked his guest, what does it mean? And the guy goes, I wish I knew. See, that's what the experts always say. I wish I knew. I wish I knew the real coronavirus impact. We got no good day. Let me save you a step here. People listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Tax-paying, hardworking Americans. The experts don't know jack. They might as well go to the zoo, hold up something that says yes or no to the monkey cage, and let a monkey pick, because it doesn't matter. It's as good of data as anything the so-called experts can give you. On March 16th of this year, the Dow fell to 20,000. The Dow fell 3,000 points in a day. In a day. It had already started going down, but on that day, it fell 3,000 points, the largest, single loss day in history. I remember one time when the Dow fell 600 points under Obama, and people lost their minds. A friend of mine was at the house. He had money in the market. I thought he was going to have a heart attack, and I'm not even exaggerating that. They clipped trading. The Dow fell 3,000 points, and Donald Trump didn't miss a beat. He was like, whatever. Yeah. See, this economy is backed with real value, real jobs, and a president who knows what he's doing, not some moron who couldn't even balance his own checkbook. But here's what I want you to consider. The delta between the expectation of 10 million additional job losses, which, by the way, was wishful thinking of the Democrats and these doomsday economists. They were, in May, they expected not 2.5 million jobs gained. They expected 10 million more jobs to be lost. Are you getting this? It has to really vex these guys who wanted this economic disaster on Trump's watch to occur. But the worst news is yet to come for these leftist naysayers, folks, because the trend line looks even better. In May, there were 15.3 million people on temporary layoff. Also, there's an estimated 4.9 million people who had temporarily lost jobs but counted as employed but, quote, not at work for other reasons. Many of these jobs will return over the next few months as these holdout governors are forced to reconcile with reality. See, May's labor market flows, they measure this, the flow, shows people not dropping out of the workforce any longer. The current flow mimics that that happened over the prior 12 months prior to the hoax. So what I'm telling you folks is, all the indicators are, we're going to go right back to that robust Trump economy. But here's what the Democrats did, and I said it earlier in the broadcast. They financed this. They gave Trump money to pump into country, into companies. To pump into the economy in the right areas. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and give the minions their little bit of chump change. But now he's got money that they've allocated that he can give the businesses, and he can say, you got to keep employees and you got to get those employees working. And oh, by the way, I'm going to help you. I'm going to keep giving you things that we can do with you, the government can do. Pharmaceuticals, gas masks, all these other things that we're doing. So here's what they said. In May, the average weekly hours increased 30 minutes to 34.7 hours. This is the highest level since the series began in 2006. In other words, in the month of May, people are working longer hours than they ever had, and the average is 34.7 hours per week. Businesses are playing catch-up, folks. They need workers for longer periods. And get this, for production and non-supervisory positions, it increased 0.6. So not half an hour, but 0.6 hours. So the people at the lowest end of the scale who need the jobs the most and the time are getting it. Now, 73% of small businesses are open. That's up from the pandemic low of 52% right before the April's job report for a reference period. So considering that small businesses represent 80% of the jobs, you get an idea of the scale of the numbers. So 27% of small businesses have even yet to reopen, and that's going to pump another shot of adrenaline into the economy. Oh, Democrats, hold on a minute. I'm not through. I want you completely triggered after I'm done with you. Stock market went to roughly $20,000, below $20,000. It is now at $27,000. Keep in mind, folks, it was $29,000 when it fell. It had set new records, and it was at $29,000. It is back to $27,000. So let's just use $20,000 as our benchmark. It's gained 7,000 points of the 9,000 that it lost. So it was already trending up. Don't be shocked at all if this stock market goes blast through 30,000 before the election. Don't be shocked at all. And I think it's going to do it with ease. Now, Chuck Schumer says the Republicans might just get complacent. They may say, you know what? Things are going really well. Let's just not do anything. Let's just take our eye off the ball. If you believe that, I got some mountains. I got some mountain property in Louisiana, in a New Orleans area to sell to you. President Trump is never going to take his foot off the pedal. He knows what those multiple trillions of dollars of stimulus did, and it's justified, it's rationalized. Even the Democrats are going to go, well, we're the ones who recommended the stimulus. So when they try to get him and say, oh, well, you blew your budget out, he's going to say, yeah, but you're the ones who wanted it. You wanted it. I just did what you asked me to do. But unlike Obama, he doesn't squander money. President Trump is looking at every dollar, and he's going, this is going to go here. We're going to reallocate this. He's still going to do the budget cutting and all that. Look, I get it. I understand people are talking about the national debt and all these other things, and I know what the Democrats wanted. They wanted to blow that national debt through the roof so they could say, look at how much money he spent. Trump will make the Democrats regret ever giving him trillions of free money to pump into this economy. Bad mistake, leftist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.